Take it slow. Many of us watch TV to relax, but have you ever noticed how stressful watching TV can be? Many reality TV shows make you nervous because you don't know if your favorite performer will make it to the next round. Sports are thrilling, but you get incredibly anxious if your team is losing. Don't you get tired of all the stress and just want to relax? If so, I have the perfect recommendation for you. Slow TV. The first slow TV show took Norway by storm in 2009. It started because of the 100th anniversary of the Bergen Railway. To celebrate, some TV producers decided to attach a camera to the front of a train and broadcast its 7-hour journey through Norway, from Bergen to Oslo. What happens on the train? Murder? Romance? No. Nothing happens. Just the beautiful Norwegian scenery going by. And Norwegians loved it. In a country of 5 million people, 1.2 million watched this uneventful train ride. And that was just the beginning. In 2011, Norwegian TV producers showed a cruise ship traveling from the southern end of Norway to the northern end. The whole show was 5 days. That's 134 hours and 42 minutes of TV. This time, over 3 million people watched. Even the Queen. Since then, more slow TV programs have been made. 8 hours of sweater knitting, 18 hours of salmon fishing, and 168 hours of reindeer traveling across Lapland. Why do so many people want to watch slow TV? After all, nothing happens. According to Thomas Hellam, one of the producers of slow TV, the journey is in real time, and people feel like they are there. He says that viewers feel like they are experiencing it with other people. At the same time, people have their own feelings and memories and make their own stories about what is happening. In slow TV, no producer is making decisions about how to tell a story because there is no story. Of course, no one watches 5 days and nights of TV. So what do viewers do? Some use it to relax for a little while, to take a break from a busy day. Others multitask. They have the TV on while they do housework or study. Slow TV gives us something other TV programs can't. You don't have to think about the past or worry about the future. You can just be in the present. You can even take a nap. You're not going to miss anything.